everyone. Welcome back to The Analysis. Here's my extended conversation with Brendan Jones, the president and CEO of Blink, one of the EV charging companies here in the DMV. You may have seen a snippet of our chat on DC News Now in our tech talk.
All right, Brendan, so tell me a little bit about what's going on with Blink now. So you opened a new headquarters in Bowie last month, and how's it going so far?
It's going great. And what we did last month in Bowie was the grand opening of the new manufacturing facility that took the existing manufacturing footprint from what it was about 12 to 15,000 units on an annual basis up to 50,000 units at full capacity. So that's a big dramatic shift. That's more jobs for the state of Maryland. And simultaneously, we also signed the lease and announced that our global headquarters, and we operate in 27 different countries, is located in the building right across the street from the new manufacturing facilities. And that building will fully occupy in the summertime. So not only did we increase manufacturing, increase job, now we're bringing more jobs into Maryland by having our global manufacturing headquarters here as well. So it's really exciting. We were able to consolidate 5 buildings down to 2 as a result of this move. And it made sense. And, you know, hats off to the state of Maryland, to Prince George's County for really, you know, doing what it takes and being great partners to get us here. But it's all about jobs, really, and high tech jobs in an industry that is really, you know, blossoming. Its time has come. EVs continuing to increase in their sales globally, and you need chargers to charge those vehicles. So it's really right time, right place, right technology, and great for the economy here in Maryland.
Great. And how many jobs are we talking about with the Prince
George? So all total, you know, we'll probably have upwards of 150 new high-tech, higher than the average wage jobs here once we've completed everything. And that includes the manufacturing facility. When we do the grand opening on the new headquarters here, we're also putting in what's called a Center for Excellence on Testing, and we'll bring high quality engineering into that. And that's where we'll bring all sorts of different cars and chargers into one facility and make sure that the systems operate correctly together. That will get us up to that 150 mark. So that's a big improvement for where it was before. And then we'll keep expanding and growing from there.
The EV charging is fairly new, though. I do want to take a step back really quickly for anyone who may be listening. You don't have a Tesla or you don't have a vehicle that relies on a charger. There are different kinds. So what are the different kinds that you supply?
So we supply all of them, actually, just from different places globally. Here in the state of Maryland, what we're building is the most commonly used, and those are called level 2 chargers. And the predictions are from Bloomberg, from McKinsey, from Price Cooper's Waterhouse, that 90% of the kilowatts or fuel, to translate it, that is going to be used in EVs comes from level 2 chargers. So we're producing those most used chargers here. At different facilities, we produce what's called the faster chargers, which are primarily for highway use along the highways and corridors. But, you know, one of the stats that remains constant coming out of the Department of Transportation is these vehicles that we drive sit 95% of the time. I know that's astonishing, but yeah, it really is. And so our philosophy is charge them where they sit because it's economical. The cost of installing is greatly reduced. So that's workplace charging. That's charging at your doctor's office. That's charging at the grocery store and charging at home. And whatever that home may be, a multifamily dwelling or, you know, a single family home.
So the new charging stations that you've added, where is it located in Bowie?
So, well, first you can come to the headquarters and plug in one, but they're going to be all over Bowie. And we are marketing and selling into healthcare facilities, into parking lots, into retail locations, and quite a bit of fleet. We are also heading up several Maryland projects where we are awarded. So we're doing corridor charging as well within the state of Maryland, going up and down Route 50 on beach routes, et cetera. So We have what we call a building presence here in the state of Maryland and continue to work with the local municipal authorities and the state authorities as well to increase the amount of chargers that are out there on the roads today.
Great. And I got to tell a funny story. I think it was a couple years ago, about 2-3 years now, I was in Portugal. We were doing a road trip with my girlfriends. We were using this EV, a little mini BMW car, and we could not charge that thing. We were going from, I think, Lisbon to another city. And man, that was a hilarious thing. I think I would still struggle to figure out how to charge an EV, which is my next purchase. I still plan on getting an EV vehicle, but I think it's funny because a lot of people still don't know how to charge it. How do you navigate that?
So there's a lot of information online, and we do our own education on our website where it's really simple and easy to do. And I always tell this little story. So I've been doing it a while, all the way when EVs as a percent of market were less than 1%. You know, now we're about 8 and we are almost 10% in February and March. So we keep increasing in our share of market on sales. But so I started, and, you know, my kids were younger then. And who plugged in my car every time I came home in my little Nissan Leaf were my boys.
Oh, and wow.
So, because it's so easy to do, they just plugged in and charged. And we relocated and took a new job with a new EV company. And we had to temporarily get internal combustion vehicles. And we pulled in a gas station, and my son was appalled. He goes, "What is this?" He goes, "I didn't even understand how you put that in the car. What is that?" And so that it's easy to do. An 8-year-old could do it, as my son was then. And, you know, we're making it much easier with technology such as plug and charge, where only thing that the customer has to do is they pull up to the charger, they plug it in, and they don't have to touch anything. The car and the charger negotiate and everything, and the charging just takes place. And that's the next step that we're all working to, is making plug and charge a reality. So hopefully by time you purchase, plug and charge will be there, and it's going to be the easiest experience and feeling you've ever had.
So you won't have to get the little hose, is what you're saying, that kind of like you're at a gas station. It would just automatically communicate with each other.
They will automatically communicate with each other. Wow. Once you plug it in, they'll do it. And that's the future of EV charging that we're all moving to right now.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. And if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been an EV owner, and what are your favorite things about it? What are some of the things you may not like about it?
So I started in EVs at Nissan North America, where I worked for 21 years. And the last 6 of those was on the EV project, both on the developing EV infrastructure charging and on actually the selling of the vehicles. And that was 2008. So I've been doing it ever since. I've been in a variety of different EVs on there, and have held leadership positions at quite a few companies to build out national infrastructure. So, I mean, the greatest thing about an EV is, first, they're fun to drive. They have a lot more linear acceleration than your normal car. They handle better. And, you know, every time we put in a charger, we're changing the world one charger at a time. So they really are environmentally friendly. And the high-tech aspect of the cars creates new high-tech jobs, from battery manufacturing to vehicle assembly. This is the future economy as we continue to decrease our reliance on foreign oil. And that's one of the good things about EVs that we can talk about. It really is a feel-good story. So, you know, it's not a red state or a blue state thing. It's a U.S. thing. For every charger and every EV that we drive, we don't need oil. We don't need oil from conflict regions. We improve the environment. We drive on energy produced here in the United States from our own utilities and power system. And that's great. Everything driven on domestic energy. Then we increase our security independence in terms of our fueling and our infrastructure. So everything about this is great, from job creation to securitizing the U.S.'s future to less dependence on foreign oil. It really is a good story across. Now, the oil and gas industry and the internal combustion, they're not going to go away without a good fight. And they're putting on a good fight now. But, you know, China is already up around 50% or higher of EVs on the road. Europe is fastly behind. And Europe in the U.S., it's coming no matter what. We look to states like California, which that by 2035, you won't be able to buy an internal custom engine in the state of California. And their penetration rate as a percent of sales is already at 25% are all EV purchases in that state. So the U.S. is really going through a structural change. It's going to be tough, though, because there's a lot that want the old way, but the old way is not the future. So the future is a new way to move, a cleaner way, and a quieter way. Picture New York City without any vehicular noise. Picture a city of Baltimore and D.C. without any vehicular noise. You're talking about a different environment. It's not just environmental pollution. It's noise pollution. It's dirt. It's filth that goes away from our environment. It's a win-win.
Great. And so what are some of the things that you don't like about the EV?
I can't, you know, you're asking a guy who's a believer like me to say that.
You're a true believer.
I believe it. The greatest thing about it is there's so many models now that if you want a pickup truck, you got it. You want an SUV, you got it. You want an EV school bus, we got it. You want a municipal city bus, we got it. And now they're bringing out, you know, large-scale tractor trailers that are EVs as well. And they're going into aviation and we're going into marine. So this is really the future. So there's nothing I don't like about them. They're great cars. I love the variety that's on the market today. When I started, there was the Nissan Leaf, and then Tesla came around, and there was a few other people. That's all that were out there. And now every manufacturer is producing EVs. Some are just going all in. Tesla's had a great effect globally, so they're really bringing the industry up. And we're seeing EV manufacturers keep being producing in the U.S. Hyundai made some great announcements recently about their EV plants in South Carolina. So we keep seeing it grow and grow and grow. So the future is very bright for us. Let's say I'm all charged up about the future.
My producers will like that. I like that sound, but great sound bite. So why Prince George's County?
Again, we did a search for this site, right? And we went to a lot of states. And it really came back to the atmosphere that was here in PG County. You know, we had a legacy building here, and A, they wanted to keep us. And B, they wanted to expand with us. They gave us quite a bit of funding on the state and local level to the tune of about, including grants and tax offsets and all that, about $1.6 million. And really, that made it work. So it was a team effort, and it was collaborative as state and the local level, and it was the right pitch. And, you know, and I have to take, you know, my hat off to Governor Moore, because Governor Moore, he reaches out to his constituents. He really touches everybody, and he cares at a grassroots level. And to see him go through the facility and to see the care that he had for every worker that he ran into and having an interpersonal conversation with them, you don't see this every day to that degree. And, you know, so we knew when we met Governor Moore previously that we made the right choice. We feel great about him. It's a great state. I'm a Washington, D.C. guy. I was born and bred here, so I couldn't be happier to be back. Although I was on the Virginia side, I'm in the headquarters here today. So, you know, we really feel good about this.
That's wonderful. Governor Moore seems to be leaving his mark for sure. I was looking at the stats. I looked at Maryland and the EVs, and apparently we have more than 99,000 EVs registered in Maryland right now. I compared the numbers based on counties. It seems like Prince George's County is the third highest in terms of charging ports. Baltimore City has more. I was shocked by that. And then also Montgomery County is leading in the state when it comes to charging ports. Are you also in those counties as well?
We're doing a lot of critical installs right now in Baltimore on municipal contracts. We've worked. We're live in Prince George's County, in Montgomery County as well, in PG County. And we're going to do more, right? And we have won a couple contracts in D.C. as well. So you'll see Blink in all those locations. in a variety of different ways, whether it's in home, in a multifamily dwelling, in an apartment complex, in a municipal location, or at fleets. You know, one of the biggest contracts we won last year was the post office. So, you know, you'll start seeing, as the post office puts out its EV fleet, you'll see Blink chargers at every post office in the United States.
Wow, that's amazing. And so you see Blink continuing to expand all across the U.S. from the sounds of it.
Yes, all across the U.S. and globally. You know, right now in Europe, where we operate primarily in the Netherlands, in Belgium, and in the U.K., but right now we're expanding into Germany, France, Italy, and Spain. And so we're expanding in Europe. At the same time, we're expanding in the U.S.
What about the cost? What do you think about the cost? You know, some people are curious about how much it will cost them to charge. Do you feel like Blink is competitive there?
Yeah, so we do a lot of exhaustive competitive benchmarking with the other prevailing charging companies out there. We do a cost-benefit analysis on that to look at what's best, and we stay competitive. And just like gasoline, you know, cost of electricity is going to be vary from market to utility across the nation. So it'll have variability just like everything else.
Yeah. BG&E, I live in Bowie. They just went up with their electricity cost. Does that impact you at all?
It does. It does. If we don't adjust on the retail rate, you know, then we the wholesale rate goes up. So we have to, we always have to keep that balance. So, but we can also get more efficient with it. And the good thing about and you're driving an EV is even with the cost of utility and kilowatts at a high level, it's still less than the cost of gasoline. And then the maintenance on an EV is not anywhere near what it is on an internal combustion engine, is much lower.
Yeah, I'm learning that with my engine that failed. Well, I guess one of my final questions here for you is, I was just looking at an LA Times article as well. It was basically pointing out that sales went down just a bit. About showing 48%. It was at 48% increase in the first half of the year compared with earlier that year in 2023 for EV sales. But the EV sales started to decline a bit for the first time in a while, in over a decade. What are your thoughts on just their comparison?
Yeah, you know, and there's certain warning, the sales actually didn't decline, the growth rate did. Mm-hmm. So we're not growing as fast as we were before. And there's a little bit of turmoil in the marketplace right now that we're seeing. You've got some politicization of EVs, red state versus blue state a bit, which, you know, it's neither one. So the growth rate isn't as fast as we saw in previous years, but yet sales are up, and sales are up across the board. So we're not alarmed by it. We think in the end, it's going to continue to grow. It'll hit another acceleration curve where it's going to go up. I think the naysayers who don't want EVs continue to point to stats like that and create stories around them. But then when you look at the overall numbers, and look at the data that comes out each month. You know, we ended in 2023 at 8%. And then February, we're sales moving into March, we're almost 10. So that's another 2% increase. So overall, it's going to go up. It has no choice. You know, California is the, you know, third and fourth largest economy in the world. And right now they're at 25. They're going to be at 30 soon. And once that hits it, you know, what's going to happen is all the states that adopt similar to California, they'll have all EV sales. And it puts pressure on having cars sold in that state that are internal combustion engine. You can't do it. But then in neighboring states, it just has a spillover effect. So there may be some holdover states, but the cost of an internal combustion engine in those states is going to be greatly higher than an EV within the coming years. That's just the way the economies work. So yeah, you can delay, you can slow down, but we're coming.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you so much. Any other fun facts we should know about the work you all are doing with your expansion in Prince George's County and across the state in general?
I think the best fact is we're Blink, we're here to help. and we're mission driven. We believe we're working for the people of Prince George's County and Montgomery County to really change their environment and to alter their future to a much brighter and cleaner one.
Great. And are you also in DC and Virginia with Blink as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is all over the DMV. Any expansions in DC and Virginia recently?
None. We've been working in Virginia for a long time with Virginia Clean Cities, and we can continue to install chargers throughout the Commonwealth there and add both on a retail and an in-home basis. So it's a good state for us.
All right, that will do it. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Analysis. Be sure to subscribe to my broadcast channel to keep up with the latest in tech talk. That is linked on my Instagram page. You can find me at Annalisa Gale. Again, that's at Annalisa Gale. See you next time.